Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer, Chris Clements, and Dark Money, Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer, Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I'm Chris Clements.
And
Merry Christmas, Sean.
Merry Christmas.
You have a good Christmas?
I did.
Yeah. You? Well, it was probably overdone, is what we do.
Yeah, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
And then in the afternoon, everybody crashed.
Yeah. Well, the one, your guys' Christmas card was among the best.
Oh, well, thank you. That's all my wife. I had nothing to do with that.
I know that.
She told us to show up at the studio. And then the woman who took our photo, Allison Tyler Jones, who's a well-known photographer here in town, she was able to do things with our animals that no one's, and our children, that no one's been able to do. And
all the time as soon as I opened it, I was like, yeah, Chris had nothing to do with this.
Nope. Not one thing. I was just told to show up in a shirt and to be there.
There you go.
But thank you.
Yeah. We had a good Christmas. A lot of family. And a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
And
you had everybody at your house, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We had Alyssa's family, a bunch of family in town. It was fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
And
we had enough food, which is great.
Yeah. We have plenty of food left over.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we've had like a stream of friends popping in and being like, all right, here.
And we even
eat some of this.
You know, left. It made people leave with stuff in hand because it was just way too much. I did forget a couple things. So we've got extra bags of chips and
going back to that diet thing that we were just talking about earlier. Yeah.
So,
but you know who probably is not having the best Christmas? Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's not having a great Christmas.
Have you seen the latest polls?
Yeah, he is not doing well.
No, and he blasted the press the other day for not covering the economy the way he wants them to cover it. And what he doesn't really realize is that despite the fact that the stock market is having a nice little rally, the rest of the country is really hurting.
Yeah.
And 20 to 30% inflation is still 20 to 30% inflation.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and paying $5-$6 for eggs.
Even if inflation is dipping, that doesn't mean that it hasn't been huge.
Yeah, paying more for staples, bread, milk, eggs, is still a reality.
And it'll be interesting to see
gas.
What happens with where people feel like they are with the economy by the time we get to 2024. I think gas prices will probably go down significantly over the course of this next few months. So that will help people feel a little bit better. But I don't know. Maybe we should make a couple predictions on.
Last time we were making predictions,
we didn't do so well.
We didn't do so well, but. You know, going back to the stock market, there seems to be this irrational exuberance that the Fed is going to make corrections in terms of interest rates. And I was talking to some people the other day, and they disagreed with that.
Is that right?
Yeah, they didn't think that the Fed was going to give that type of olive branch, so to speak, to the administration, and probably will keep rates as is.
Really? You know, I thought they were indicating that they were likely to drop them a quarter point.
Maybe after the election, but
not
March.
Until then?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Well, that makes things interesting.
Yeah.
That's going to be frustrating.
They disagreed with that assessment. I mean, and the Fed hasn't come out and exactly said that. They just said there's no real reason to raise them further.
Well,
so whether they
I hope not.
Yeah. So whether they lessen the interest rates, I mean, is it going to be even significant on that regard, a quarter of a point? It's not going to be more than that.
No, but I do think that sends, you know, that would boost the stock market again, you know, type of thing. So yeah. I don't know. We'll see
make things more rosy for Joe.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll matter. I think we could have a humming economy, everyone feeling great, and you'd still have a very challenging election.
Yeah.
For Biden. I'm not certain he's going to get there.
I mean, physically or mentally or both?
Both. I don't think he's going. Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
When people cast their ballot for president in November of 2024, I do not believe right now I would say it's better than 50% that Joe Biden is not the person on the ballot for the Democrats.
And you're still thinking that it's a Michelle Obama sweeping in during the convention.
I think that's their only option.
Yeah. Do you think the Republicans take another route if Donald Trump is in prison?
No.
No. They stick with him all the way.
It will be Donald Trump on the ballot for Republicans in November from prison, if necessary.
From prison, if necessary.
Yeah. I really believe that.
And against and Michelle Obama, he doesn't win that race.
No. Michelle Obama will win in a landslide.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to remember if the Republican convention is first or Democrat.
Probably the Republicans, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't the party out of power go first?
The party out of power goes first. Yeah. So, you know, it'll be all And frankly, unfortunately, if you are not a huge fan of Trump, he's going to have this thing sewn up by the middle of March.
Well, probably after Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
Be done.
Well, Super Tuesday, yeah.
And that's when Jack Smith was hoping to start this big trial.
That's not going to happen. The Supreme Court's like, we're not going to give you a, we're not going to solve this problem for you.
Yeah. And then what do you think of what's happening in Colorado?
It's going to get tossed. The Supreme Court's going to say,
you think it'll be a 9-0 decision?
I do.
I think it needs to be.
It will be. Yeah. It will be 9-0.
Because it's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, when the Michigan Supreme Court.
And we're not like big Trumpy. But it's outrageous.
But that is not the way we do things. And the Michigan Supreme Court rightly said, no, this is not the way we think do things. Well, and the Michigan Supreme Court is just as liberal as the Colorado.
And last time
Supreme
I checked,
Court.
Donald Trump has yet to be convicted of anything that they're accusing him of.
Well, he hasn't even been charged with that he would supposedly, the four justices out of the seven.
Yeah.
You know, three.
Accused him of.
Yeah, the three.
And they're reading of the 14th Amendment.
Right. And, you know, this is seven liberal judges in Colorado, and three of them were like, this is not cool, period. So there was very huge division amongst these liberal judges in Colorado. And I think we're going to see, I will be surprised if it's not 9-0 at the Supreme Court.
Yeah. When are they hearing that exactly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll be soon.
It has to be soon.
A couple weeks, probably.
Justice demands it.
So DeSantis was going to come in third in Iowa.
Now he's dropping even more.
And he's going to drop out. He's going to have to because he's going to be out of money. Nikki Haley's going to come second in New Hampshire.
Didn't our buddy, our pal, our good friend drop out of his pack? Jeff Rowe?
Oh, yeah. He resigned.
He resigned.
We haven't been together since that happened. That's right.
Yeah.
Jeff Rowe couldn't handle it.
Jeff Rowe, who
he was criticizing the paper, and I'm not going to stand for that.
So, I mean, I don't know what your opinion is of Jeff, but
I don't have a very high opinion.
Yeah, and neither do I. I mean, he's ruined pretty much every race that he's run here in Arizona completely, and now he sold Ron DeSantis a bill of goods and 100%. Ruined that one too.
Yep. Yeah. So DeSantis is on his way out. Haley will come in second in New Hampshire, and then she will come in second in South Carolina and drop out.
Now, do you believe in this whole VP sort of? I don't believe it either.
No.
Trump is just throwing it out there just to be just Trump.
Well, nobody
in the grassroots would ever, in his sphere, I wouldn't even
Well,
call
I mean,
that
you saw Don Jr. basically was like, I will do anything I can to prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think, I mean, they're going to go for loyalty. They're going to go for loyalty. If they learned anything from Mike Pence.
Yeah.
If you don't listen to me, if you follow the Constitution and not me, then you're out.
Yeah. Well, there was three guys in that administration that were pretty loyal to Trump up until the end. And then they all got torpedoed.
Yeah. So Trump's the nominee. And that will lead to, and ultimately the Democrats will realize that Trump's going to beat Biden. And so they're going to figure out a way to get rid of Biden at the convention and replace him with Michelle Obama, who will.
That is a big prediction.
It's I will.
That's a huge prediction. And it's shared by other people. You know, I think even Senator Ted Cruz has voiced that on his podcast.
Has he?
Yeah, he has. He's basically said that. He's
following
times.
My lead.
I think it's you know, I think Clay and Buck have talked about it. I think there's a lot of different people within the conservative sphere. Like, obviously, anyone who's been around the president can see the mental, physical decline. He can't. He's getting to the point where he can't do anything.
Yeah.
And so what is the pathway to victory? And it's not Kamala Harris.
No.
Kamala, with her word salad every day. And
every day, or at least every time she's on TV. I
yeah,
mean,
it's unbelievable. So it's not that she's her polling is even lower than Joe's, which seems impossible, but it is. And Trump's polling amongst Republicans is really strong. Amongst the general electric seems strong, but amongst independents, it's not as strong.
Right.
Like independents, which will decide this election, don't like either candidate.
They're very unhappy. Well, and so that's, you know, you have a Jill Stein, a Cornel West, a Robert Kennedy Jr. All those people, you know, they only have to make the ballot in a handful of states to have some real impact on the outcomes of what happens. And I think Cornel West, Jill Stein clearly take votes away from Biden. I think RFK Jr. probably pulls from both.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know which is which. And then the wild card is the no labels. And what, because Joe Lieberman's out there saying, hey guys, wait, I mean, Joe Biden's not losing to Trump because of us. He's losing to Trump because he's Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You know, that's not our fault. So they want to offer an alternative. We don't know what that means. Is it Manchin? Is it, you know, who knows? So this is going to be a crazy year. And what I'm saying is that if the Democrats want to win, they have to jettison old Joe.
Grandpa Joe's going to be off to the wayside. Well, we're like broken records on this. I mean, it's sad. It really is. It's bad for the country. But he, whether he has Alzheimer's, which is something you know very well, or just straight on just dementia. And old age. Another year might kill him.
Yeah.
At this pace. I mean, aging.
He won't. Let's assume I'm wrong, which is very possible.
Yeah.
And he does stick with it and he gets reelected. He won't finish the term.
Well, I don't think he'll finish the first year.
Probably not.
I mean, he's not going to campaign.
Right.
You know, we've said it before. He'll be campaigning from the bowling alley in the White House or the basement of his home in Rehoboth, but it won't be out on the campaign trail.
Right.
And the way he'll get around that if Trump is indeed the nominee and he's makes it is I'm not gonna debate or be on the campaign trail because Trump is not a viable candidate.
Right.
You know, he's a felon. He's already said it many times.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of his you know, in terms of what happened with January 6th and this whole idea that Trump caused an insurrection.
Yeah.
So he's already said it many times. He's a criminal. Okay, well, not yet.
Not yet.
And by the way, Joe, you might be the criminal.
Yep, very much so.
You might be the criminal. And your son is definitely a criminal.
Definitely a criminal.
And so that is going to accelerate as well. And the truth of what's been called the Biden crime family. That truth is going to, it's not going to come just drip, drip, drip anymore. It's going to be a faucet from the moment Congress gets back in January to the election.
Yeah, I think Jim Jordan and Comer are upping the effort. You know, when Hunter basically went to the steps of the Capitol and said, F you, I'm not going to be deposed behind closed doors. You can have me in, you know, public hearing. He was calling the bluff, and there's going to be some consequences.
Yeah. Well, he's going to get referred to not that it really matters at this point, but he'll be referred to the Justice Department for contempt.
Well, it'll be interesting
contempt,
and he
should be, and then called before an open committee, and he should be at this point. All right, fine.
Well, and
we'll just keep doing this.
It will be interesting to see the double standard if the Justice Department has a double standard. Because remember, it was Joe Biden himself that when people said that they weren't going to testify for the January 6th committee, they were defying a congressional subpoena, that Biden said, well, they should go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, his son just defied a congressional subpoena. So should he go to jail?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there we go.
Out of daddy's mouth.
Yep.
But there's the rules for the Bidens. There's the rules for the rest of us.
Yeah. All righty. Well, we're just some stuff to chew on.
We're going to have more to talk about.
It's going to New Year's Eve. Have an enjoyable New Year. And we will be back after the New Year.
Yeah. Ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
All right. God bless.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.